Scott, last week we talked about cheap eats, inexpensive restaurants, big bang for your buck. And this week, let's talk about special occasion restaurants, when you really want to splurge.
Now we're just going for the big bang.
That's right. What are your best ideas on that?
Well, you know, it isn't difficult to go into a restaurant and spend a lot of money. I think anybody who's dined out recently knows that. And I don't have a problem with a restaurant charging a large amount of money if I'm going to get value for that. Don't just charge a high price because you want to give the appearance of being special. There should be reasons for it, and that's going to be in your surroundings, in the ambiance of the restaurant, in the quality of the service, and then, of course, the better quality of the food. But also there's the whole experience of a special occasion restaurant. And sometimes you're willing to spend a little bit more for that. One of my favorites is Victoria and Albert's at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa at Disney. This is just one of the grandest dining experiences you'll ever experience, from the quality of the food from Chef Scott Hunnell to the way the waiters just dote on you and know what you're thinking before you even ask for it. And if you really want to splurge, you book the chef's kitchen, chef's table in the kitchen, if you can, because it's a very difficult table to book.
That's really when you want to impress somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Any other suggestions?
I like Norman's at the Ritz-Carlton. Norman Van Aken, of course, is one of Florida's celebrity chefs. He was the one who actually coined the term fusion cuisine. He combines the cooking techniques of the Caribbean with Florida produce and comes up with Floribian cuisine.
Floribian?
Floribian.
I like the sound of that.
It can maybe appear on the menu to be more low scale, but the way he does it, of course, it's upscale. And that combined with the service, this place really does belong in the Ritz.
Any other suggestions?
Let's talk about the Venetian Room. Most people don't know about the Venetian Room, and that's probably the only other restaurant besides Victoria and Albert's and Norman's that still does the upscale fine dining, just really, really posh kind of service. And they're at the Caribe Royal Hotel in down by Lake Buena Vista, of course. But worth going to. It's a really special occasion splurge, and they've got foie gras and lobster bisque and beef tenderloin and souffle for dessert, you know, just everything that I consider a really special meal.
I find it interesting that these three that you've mentioned specifically are all in hotels. They're all in the tourist area. Do you find that to be a trend?
You know, that's a very good question, Nicole. I don't think it's a trend in itself, but I think it's just the way things are kind of turning out, that the sustainability for upscale restaurants is going to be from the people with expense accounts, people on business trips. So I think that's why some of these holdouts of the fine dining experiences are still in the tourist areas. And then California Grill on the top of the Contemporary Resort. There's nothing quite like a special occasion with terrific, well-done food and fireworks that explode around you at the end of the meal.
Now that's impressive.
That's pretty good.